Anyway, it's the day before Thanksgiving. Kind of keeping a little looser today. And anything that's on your mind, we'll take a lot of calls. We let Flipper try and do this every year on the program before Thanksgiving. She tries to talk people out of eating turkey. Flipper, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sure. Why would you want to do that? Why you're still on this?
Because, you know, your guy, Bush, he pardoned his turkey today.
Yeah, no, he did. He pardoned a turkey today. Now, wait a minute. Now, you still eat chicken, right?
So shouldn't we take his lead?
Hang on. You still eat chicken, don't you?
Only occasionally and only if it's free range.
Well, only occasionally. So, in other words, you eat a dead animal?
Occasionally.
Okay, so now why would you, if considering that you eat dead animals and you eat fish, right?
I eat seafood, yes.
You eat seafood. So you eat dead fish and you eat dead chicken.
Yeah, that's
so why would you, so then what gives you the moral authority to come on this program and try and convince people not to eat a dead turkey? What's the difference?
Because, well, I think there's a difference between seafood and turkeys because they are higher up.
All right, what's the difference between a chicken and a turkey?
Well, there's not much difference between chicken and turkey. I don't really eat chicken that much. I eat it when I was pregnant, and I eat it when I'm starving sometimes. But turkeys are given antibiotics and like hormones to make them grow.
So in other words, you don't care that the turkey's going to be murdered so that people can eat it. You just care that it's not free range.
No. Turkeys are very social and playful birds. Did you know that?
Well, so are chickens. I go to see the chickens. Listen, every time I go to the zoo, I make fun of all the animals.
Did you know that turkeys like to have their feathers tickled?
Yeah, but listen, you're getting lost here. Here, try and focus for one second.
I am focusing.
No, focus.
Think
of what you're saying here. You eat dead fish, you eat dead chicken, and you want to come on this program and talk people out of eating a dead turkey. I think it's a little hypocritical.
No,
and by the way, and I saw you recently at the station, and you were wearing leather boots that went up to your knees for crying out loud.
That's different than killing a turkey.
Wait a minute.
Turkey.
No, but all right, so it's a dead cow. Excuse me. Leather. Yes, skinned.
First of all, Sean, you do this to me every time. Just let me explain one issue. I can't do all the issues. Turkeys should not be killed because they make for playful pets, and if you don't want to keep them as a pet...
Well, some people like fish as pets. Some people like chickens as pets. Some people would like to have a cow that they could tip over at night.
You're right. I know that. But on Easter, I'll talk about killing the chickens.
But you hire people to kill your chickens.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't hire anyone to kill chickens.
Well, in essence, you do, because if you weren't going to buy chicken and nobody bought chicken, then there wouldn't be dead chickens that they were selling in the grocery store.
No. And anyway, would you want to eat an animal that's fed antibiotics?
Yeah, I don't care.
See, you don't care. You have no feelings for animals.
I got to move on here, but I'm just going to say this. If you eat dead fish and you eat dead chicken and you wear leather boots up to your knees, then you don't have any right to lecture anybody about the use of animals. And I think what you need to do is take a long look in the mirror and realize that you're being very hypocritical.
Sean, God, I just want to kill you. Wearing leather boots. Okay, is different than killing an animal.
Where did the leather come from?
First of all,
the leather come from?
It came from the hunter who killed the cow for the meat, which
so
I don't know.
So it came from
anyway,
a dead animal.
The cow is dead already, but not that that's good.
And why did they kill the cow? Because people like you would buy the leather boots.
No, they killed it for the meat, which I don't agree with.
But they kill it for the leather hide.
Sean.
And if you didn't buy them, why don't you wear phony leather boots?
Can I just ask you something?
Go ahead.
I do have faux leather stuff and faux stuff.
Yeah, but you also have the real thing.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about.
Hypocrite.
I don't wear turkey boots. What's it called?
So let me ask you, did the cow feel as much pain as the turkey when it died?
Yes.
So then you're wearing leather boots, so that animal felt pain. You don't care about animals.
Well,
when you eat chicken, did the free-range chicken feel pain when it died?
I think they should outlaw killing animals.
Did the fish, when the fish had that hook yanked in their mouth, do you think it hurt the poor little fishy that you eat?
Well, they should outlaw that, too.
Well, then what are you going to eat? But why do you keep eating these things?
I eat a lot of pizza. That has no animal flesh on it.
All right, but you also eat fish, and you also eat dead chicken, and you also wear leather boots.
Fish. I think it's a little different eating fish because they're just lower on the food chain. And
it's okay that the poor little fish can suffer.
Sean.
Does that fish feel pain when it has a hook in its mouth?
They did a study on turkeys, and they have feelings. They interact with people.
Did the fish feel pain when it got caught up in the net?
Probably.
And you eat it anyway. You murderer. You're a murderer.
Leave me alone. Listen to me.
You're a murderer.
Have you ever had tofurkey? Can I ask you that?
No, I got to go.
Wait, no, answer the question.
I never had tofu. What do you call it?
Yeah. Have you ever had tofu?
Yeah, yes.
Do you like it?
It's not bad.
Okay.
But so you know what I'm going to have tomorrow? I'm going to have a 30-pound bird with all the dressings and all the trimmings and all the and dressing and cranberry sauce. And.
Well, what about having tofurkey? Would you do that?
No.
Would you advocate to your people, your listeners,
no.
not eating tofurkey? Why?
I urge people to get the real thing.
But why? If it helps the turkey, why wouldn't you want to, you know,
because I believe turkeys were put on this earth so we can eat them.
Oh, that is so disgusting. I can't even talk to you. They were not put here for us.
All right. Now, listen, you go comfort yourself in your leather boots. You can, you know, wear them to bed. You're so close to the hide. And you can enjoy your free-range turkey and enjoy the dead fish that you eat. I got
to
go.
Listen, I know I'm right, but I just can't talk to you about it because you don't let me talk.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was Flipper. We go through this once a year. And, you know, she doesn't see it. She doesn't get it. By the way, one time I gave her a lobstergram. And this is a true story. And she ordered the lobsters. Our friends at, by the way, if you need to give a great gift, our friends at Lobstergram call 800-LIVE-LOB. They've been with us for years. I love them. I send them out every year to friends. Anyway, so I sent her a Lobstergram. And what you can do is you order live lobsters. And they send the pot to cook it in. And they've got the best clam chowder. And they got terrific desserts. And they got great lobster tails. Anyway, so you can order whatever you want. But you can also order the lobsters live. And they deliver them live to your house, give you the instructions how to cook them, the pot to cook them in. Anyway, so I gave this to Flipper. She ordered the lobsters, and she thought she was going to save their lives. So she took the saltwater lobsters to a freshwater pond, left the rubber bands on the claws, chopped a hole in the ice because it was wintertime, and took the lobsters with the rubber bands on the claws and stuck them in the freshwater pond so that they could drown to death. So they drowned. Redundancy. You know, it's only an animal rights person can do that.